Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
An ambulance is stolen overnight in North St. Louis. A woman's quick arrest following a brief search.
Plus, a four-year-old child hit and killed in South St. Louis. How police say this tragic accident unfolded.
You know, we made a film about the man who created the atomic bomb, and for better or for worse, we're all living in Oppenheimer's world, so I would really like to dedicate this to the peacemakers everywhere.
The 96th Oscars honors the best in film from the past year. We'll show you the highlights of Hollywood's biggest night. Good morning on this Monday, March 11th. You're watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm Ty Hawkins in for John Pertzborn.
I'm Blair Lede. Thank you for waking up with us. We're going to take a live look outside right here. This is our roof camera in Maryland Heights. I know a lot of you all are getting up right now, stretching, feeling a little bit groggy maybe after the time change, but that's okay. We got a nice forecast out there for you. Meteorologist Jamie Travers is on the Lakeside Renovation and Design weather deck, and you say it's gonna warm up, huh, Jamie?
Yes, it's going to warm up. Feeling like spring again today, so that is going to be some great news. But first, at the bus stop this morning, it's going to be a chilly one. Temperatures are in the 30s for most areas. We even have some 20s on the map. Any breeze at all makes it feel even colder out here. We have clear skies, so know that you'll need some extra layers this morning. But by this afternoon, when all the kids are coming home from school, it's going to be beautiful, a beautiful afternoon to get outside maybe for a little bit after school and enjoy the sunshine and the extra hour of sunshine that we're going to see once again. Now that sunset isn't until after 7 this evening. So I think that is definitely a positive of losing that hour of sleep here over the weekend. And we'll talk about an active pattern that will be returning to our area beginning tomorrow night. More on that coming up.
Okay, from 270 to 255, your speed's looking good. Right around 65, leading up 64 and 44 clear on your commute from the city into the county region. Now keep in mind, for my drivers moving over the Mississippi River, things look good on Poplar and leading up on 55. More good news. Our closure 203 at Pershing Boulevard and Victory Drive wrapping up today. You'll no longer have to take Madison Avenue onto 23rd Street. Let's quickly clock the commute for you guys so things look good. Heading over Chain of Rocks, you're around 9 minutes to 170 as 455. In our southward direction from Collinsville, heading towards downtown St. Louis, you're also sitting nicely around 10 minutes.
Thank you, Calista. One person taken into custody after an ambulance is stolen overnight in North St. Louis.
Well, Power of Two's Chris Renier is live downtown with what we know so far about this whole bizarre incident. Chris?
Bizarre indeed. Blair, good morning to you. Ty, good morning to you as well. We are just outside of police headquarters this morning. City officers were able to track down that stolen ambulance and take a woman in the custody. Officers receiving help in locating the stolen medical unit from some GPS information. Take a look at video now from Harney and Emerson in North St. Louis. That is where the ambulance was found just minutes after it was taken overnight. That is in the Walnut Park East neighborhood of North City. Medic 1 is on the side of that stolen ambulance. That is likely the company that the medical unit is from. This all happening about 2:30 this morning. We understand the ambulance was dispatched by the city for a call possibly about a psychiatric patient on the 2800 block of Arlington in North St. Louis. We're told just moments after the medic crew arrived at that scene, the ambulance was taken. Police immediately started trying to track down the stolen unit through a GPS tracking device on the ambulance. Information from that device was given to officers in the field by officials. We believe the ambulance made two stops, including at a church, before police found it and took that woman into custody. That location there at Harney and Emerson is only a couple of miles away from where the ambulance was originally stolen. No injuries being reported, although police do tell us the woman who was arrested was taken to the hospital as a precaution. It does not appear that any damage was done to the ambulance. At this point, authorities not yet releasing many details about how the ambulance was able to be stolen in the first place. And we have reached out to both City Fire and Medic One for more details. So far, we have not yet heard back from either of those agencies. For now, live downtown, I'm Chris Fournier.
Thank you, Chris. It is 6:03 right now. Well, a young child was hit and killed by a car in South St. Louis. The Power of Two's Laura Simon joins us live at the South Patrol Division with details on how this happened. Laura?
Blair, police are saying a four-year-old boy was out in the neighborhood playing with other kids, and that's when he was struck by a pickup truck. He was rushed to a hospital where sadly he died not long after that. We want to show you, as police were investigating this area, this is on Taft Avenue where police responded to this tragedy. It's near the post office on Ridgewood Avenue there in South St. Louis. Police say the child was playing with friends when he ran between a parked red van and a white truck into the street. And that's when he was struck by a white Toyota Tacoma. Police say it does not look like the driver had enough time to react and that the driver actually lives on this block. Investigators say the man stayed at the scene and is cooperating with police. They also added the driver was very shaken up. Lieutenant Paul Lauer says it doesn't appear the driver was speeding or driving recklessly, and the driver has not been charged thus far.
We talk a lot about speed being a factor or careless, reckless driving. I don't think that was the case here. I think it was just, just an accident. But, you know, it's always good to be aware of your surroundings and watching. There's going to be more people outside with the days getting longer and the weather getting warmer.
And with that being said, police are urging drivers to be extra careful, especially as more kids are going to be out playing this time of year. And in the meantime, this case is still under investigation. Reporting live here in South St. Louis this morning, I'm Laura Simon.
Thank you, Laura. Someone shot a man in South St. Louis overnight. The shooting happened just before 1:30 this morning on Arkansas Avenue near Miami Street in the Gravois Park neighborhood. Police say the 24-year-old man was shot in the stomach, taken to the hospital. One man was shot and killed last night in North St. Louis. Shooting happened around 9:30 on North Kings Highway Boulevard near Dr. Martin Luther King Drive. The victim was shot in the head. No word of any arrests.
Well, new details this morning on a fight near Hazelwood East High School. It happened Friday night. It left one young person with serious injuries. Police arrested a 15-year-old girl. She's being held by St. Louis County Family Court on assault charges. This happened on Norgate Drive in Claudine just after 2:30 Friday. The victim suffered a head injury.
Two people are dead near the Grove in St. Louis. It happened at a home near the corner of Gibson and Newstead early Saturday. Police found a man in his 40s with gunshot wounds on the sidewalk. He was taken to the hospital for treatment, where he died. They also found a woman dead from a gunshot wound in the bathroom of the home. The shooting remains under investigation.
Some drivers throughout St. Louis took some time to sign a petition in support of abortion rights. Missourians for Constitutional Freedom hosted a drive-through signature gathering event in Creve Coeur. Organizers called the abortion ban cruel, saying it risks lives and threatens people's health. Toy Schaefer says people need to sign petitions on paper.
Gives folks the opportunity to come out, drive through. If you're running your errands today, if you're on your way to church, just stop on by, sign the petition really quick. It takes like 5 minutes and get on your way.
We're just excited to get this issue in front of the voters. We want to end Missouri's cruel abortion ban and help improve the lives and health of all of our patients.
Organizers need 171,000 valid signatures from across the state by May 5th to get the issue on the ballot this fall.